Welcome to the Paleo View. I'm Stacey Toth of PaleoParents.com and author of two paleo cookbooks. The first, Eat Like Dinosaur, kid-friendly gluten-free recipe and guidebook, and Beyond Bacon, recipes that respect the whole hog.
And I'm Sarah Ballantyne, also known as the Paleo Mom. I have a background in medical research, and I love to write approachable explanations of the whys behind the paleo diet. I'm also the author of two upcoming books, The Paleo Approach, which is a complete guide to managing autoimmune disease using diet and lifestyle, and the companion guide, The Paleo Approach Cookbook.
Hello, Matthew here. I'm the other half of the Paleo Parents, and I also happen to be the engineer for this program, the Paleo View podcast. Unfortunately, due to a mix-up, there is no recording of a new episode of the Paleo View this week. I know, that's very unfortunate. I was looking forward to listening to the girls as well, but some things just can't be avoided. So what I've put together instead is all of the bloopers from the first year of the program strung all together for you. I've heard about people putting bloopers at the end of podcasts when I was listening to podcasts by myself. And when I heard people and started laughing at those things, I said, when I do a podcast, that's what I'm going to put in my show. And I was fortunate enough to have co-hosts who were funny enough to actually include some. Of late, the ladies have become so good at recording a podcast that they can go right into it from the first moment of the recording and go right through to the end with no bloopers at all. So of late, we've had no bloopers. But that first year, there was some real gold there, so I really hope that you enjoy this show. And we will definitely be back next week with a brand new episode of The Paleo View. Thanks.
Seriously? I'm only recording a podcast here.
I was only half listening. Okay, yes, I'm trying to find bubbly.
I really enjoy wasting money. It's one of my favorite pastimes.
Help desk.
Okay. I totally get bored of you after a while, Stacey.
Let's hope our listeners feel differently.
Yeah, I'm a freak.
Awesome. Well, you guys can hang up on Sarah and I, and we're going to do the rest of the show.
Okay.
Thanks, Stacey. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
Bye, nice guys. Meeting you all.
Bye. Nice meeting you guys.
Bye. Nice meeting y'all. Bye.
Bye.
This is not rocket science. It's not, the world is not going to end.
Yeah, you betcha.
Welcome to the 21st century.
Matt, you can edit that out and just stick with what Stacey said.
What paleo is awesome, and if your spouse doesn't think so, get over it.
Can you hear me now?
Don't be creepy. Don't put that in a soundbite, Matthew. It's crazy. If I can't do simple math, we have a problem. It's total BS. This is even more awkward than last time.
The more people we add, the harder this gets.
Why do I always say, let's do a short show, and then it's 10 o'clock? What happened?
Do you think people actually listen to our whole show, or do you think they get bored halfway through?
When I sound like crap, don't include it, Matthew.
And I don't know where to go from there.
You're damaged goods.
I just got totally distracted. I'm sorry, Matt. Yeah, we're not experts in any field, medical disclaimer, blah, blah, blah.
I should put you on video right now because you'd probably vomit.
But the old people did. That's what our new diet should be.
Okay, guys, I'm going to go, do whatever I do. Watch Real Housewives. You know the drill.
And so we're going to talk a little bit about how, I'm going to repeat that so I don't hear the fork in the background.
I feel like we nailed that one. Did we nail that one? I want to high five you.
Sorry, what?
Sorry. I'm getting punchy. This is just getting embarrassing. I am the queen right now.
So we're actually doing a paleo parenting segment this week.
Again. Yay.
Yay. I am here and not talking to myself, apparently, which is good.
Matthew, please cut this section. I'll eat the leftovers. And that's why I'm probably sick. And then, Sarah, do you want me to read the questions this week since you're a little...
I think I can handle it, right. As I say with a huge frog in my throat.
Okay. Am I going to be able to do this? Cells regenerate, though, when you don't eat. But just cut this whole thing out. Oh, he's going to put it in the blooper.
We love you, Matt.
We all do, yes.
I lost you at no spend month. We're not going to be buying ribeye steak if I feel like it, or chocolate. And then you just went dead. And I thought maybe you were so disappointed over not being able to eat chocolate that you said that was it with the podcast.
Praise the Lord.
Whew.
That's a good phrase, too, by the way.
I have no idea how you're going to answer that. Say that green vegetable that's really fatty.
Avocado?
Yeah, I like that one.
I don't know what we're going to talk about. Let's just start talking, though. You know what? I didn't like answering them first.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
it caused the show to go crazy.
It made me feel mean. And
it's like the world was tilting the other way.
Yeah, it was strange.
You guys ate so much of the spaghetti squash and meatballs that by the time I got home from CrossFit, it was all gone. And Daddy had to make my steak. Josh, can you talk one more time just so I can test input and output?
Yes, I am speaking with speaking voice.
I don't know.
like, totally, yeah.
No, that's what I say.
Thank you for listening to The Paleo View. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to rate us on iTunes. You can also support us by shopping for our favorite paleo products on the sidebars of our individual websites or by donating through PayPal.
Okay, take four. Matthew, just try not to swear this time. Jeez.